Usually at this time of year, these bus seats would be packed with Zimbabweans heading home to spend Christmas with their families. But not this year, after new quarantine restrictions were introduced in Zimbabwe to curb the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It's also bad news for bus companies. Augustine's business would normally send 4 buses a day, each carrying around 60 passengers. Now it's just 1, sometimes with as few as 5 on board.
Since COVID started, we don't have any business. You look, as you see, it's very quiet even the booth. I have no business. This is COVID killing our business. So people, they are scared when they're going to Zimbabwe, they are getting quarantined. So no one business as usual. It's compared another year's ago. This year, there's no business.
This year, it was hoped the festive season would help businesses recover financially after the pandemic shut South Africa's borders for much of last year.
Omicron surge has affected business a lot because quite a number of people are no longer able to travel. And also on our side, we cannot be able to make plans for the holiday, considering that we have to, especially the issues of quarantine. If you get into quarantine now, you're going to take about 14 days, and then the holiday is already over.
The recent ruling requires incoming travelers to quarantine in government-approved facilities at their own expense. It's a cost many Zimbabwean migrant workers in South Africa cannot afford.
Here in South Africa, the minimum wage is around 21 rands an hour. In U.S. dollars, the currency used in Zimbabwe, that's $1.40. So you can imagine just how much people would have to save in order to both travel and quarantine. It's the exchange rate that makes it impossible for most workers to go home.
It also means Zimbabwe's struggling economy will not get its desperately needed annual influx of foreign currency. Those Zimbabweans who do make the 24-hour-long trip home are using up their savings and borrowing from others. Some say they really had no choice.
You can't ever, you can't stay maybe 3 years, 4 years, 5 years without seeing your parents. There was difficulties. And also you got children who are there, you see. Now you see, we must see them, and they must see us, you see. So that's why we decided to travel now.
For those fortunate to be going home, time spent with family, despite having to quarantine first, far outweighs the financial burdens waiting for them when they return. Gillian Wolfe, Al Jazeera, Cape Town.